Mr. Nur Hussein Hassan, Prime Minister of the Somali Transitional Federal Government. Thank you very much for your willingness for this interview. My first question, Prime Minister, is what are your priorities as a new Prime Minister of the Somali government?
Yeah, thank you very much. The priority of my government, I mean the priority of my cabinet, the executive branch of the government, will be to create a secure environment, which means security will be the first priority. Then the reconciliation will be among the top priorities, and addressing the crisis relating to the humanitarian aids is also one of the priority on the top of the our agenda priorities. So we have in security, we have reconciliation, then we have humanitarian aid, or the humanitarian services for the disabled, for the displaced, vulnerable people,
okay,
including disabled, including everything, including those displaced people, including those in need who cannot sustain themselves but need assistance. So that is definitely on the top. Then we have less than 2 years to complete the priorities or the tasks for the transitional government. So my government, my cabinet will address and they will try to complete the tasks remaining for the transitional period.
Prime Minister, you had discussions yesterday with Prime Minister of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi, and U.S. Secretary of State, Ms. Condoleezza Rice. Tell us about the discussions you had with these two officials.
In the morning, I met the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, and in the afternoon, we participated in the meeting for Somalia, chaired by Dr. Condoleezza Rice, the Foreign Secretary of United States of America. And we as Somali, me as Prime Minister of Somalia, we are very much satisfied with the outcome of these meetings. As you know, with Somalia and Ethiopia, they have strong relationship. Ethiopia is very much supporting to Somalia, supporting Somalia to stand with its feet, and Ethiopian support is really reaching very high level of of delivering. We are very much appreciating the level of relationship and support with Ethiopia. And during our meeting with the Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, we highlighted the need to further develop this relationship and cooperation, and the atmosphere of the meeting was very good, and I mean both of us from both sides, there was good understanding and a good way of continuing this cooperation and relationship and support.
Prime Minister, Dr. Condoleezza Rice yesterday morning said in the press briefing that the US government urged the international community for more peacekeeping forces to Somalia. What did she tell you, in your discussion about that? What the US is planning to do to achieve that? Did she make any commitment to achieve that?
Yeah, we saw the commitment of the rest of America, through Condoleezza Rice's statement. We see the commitment of Ethiopia. We see the commitment of the international community. We see the commitment of the region, regional states who are supporting with troops, and definitely we see the African Union in commitment. So all these commitments and efforts together are very much encouraging us to be very much committed and straightforward, go ahead with the implementation of all these transitional issues which are very much requiring a strong commitment, a strong government, and government with good integrity and good quality, and we are committed to have that kind of cabinet and go ahead with all the pending issues which will allow us to complete in time the tasks remaining with regard to the transitional charter requirement.
Talking about more security forces from African countries, the Burundian government has pledged to send its contingent to Somalia soon, very soon. Have you heard from the Burundian government, or did they make any announcement as to when exactly their troops are going to arrive in Somalia?
Burundian troops will arrive in Somalia. Other troops we are expecting, and Ugandan troops we have already there,
yeah.
And Ethiopian troops are already there. So definitely, this is something which we are expecting in the near future these forces to be increased. We are expecting also then later on the UN forces, UN troops to come for the
takeover.
So this, I cannot say today that we said it is time, but definitely. Yeah.
Okay, Prime Minister, how is the security operation and cooperation underway between your government and Ethiopian forces in Somalia? How is it going? And how do you see the cooperation? How is the security cooperation between Ethiopia and Somalia, so as to enable Somalian security forces to take over the security mandate in Somalia?
And the cooperation between Somalia and Ethiopia is very good, and really is very. It's not just cooperation symbol, no, it's very, strong. We have a strong and sincere cooperation. We have security forces, Ethiopian security forces supporting us, With regard to the disarmament, with regard to training, with regard to maintaining, at least guiding the maintenance of the security. So our aim is to, from our side, to take the advantage of this cooperation and prepare ourselves, our police, our security forces, whatever, whether police or not, or outside the police. And we are, of course, there are some constraints, but we are very much committed to, conduct recruitment and training and you call equipping our own forces, so that and then what we are expecting is also the Ethiopian Somali cooperation go ahead and touch other definitely sectors of the government. And I think this will depend upon the circumstances, will depend upon the needs, but definitely no limit now has been set. But of course, we as Somali government, we are not expecting foreign forces to remain in Somalia forever. We have our own vision, our own plan to be prepared and recruit and train our own forces, Somali forces, police and army and whatever forces are needed, and the aim is to take over definitely from the foreign troops, and when the fight come, right time will come, and we hope that during this transitional period, the foreign troops, of course, will keep the peace, will train the Somali police and Somali forces. Once we have a security environment and we have our own security forces, then of course, that is the when we will be self-sufficient to keep our security issues and to solve, to clean our houses.
What do you expect from Middle East countries to further strengthen your peace and stability and reconstruction endeavors?
And first of all, we are Somalia is part, is a member of Arab League, and we are expecting Arab countries to support Somalia. Right now, we have received financial support and the moral support and the materials from a number of Arab countries, especially Saudi Arabia, which is very much supportive, and we are very grateful, and a number of other Arab countries we are expecting.
One final question, Prime Minister, from my part is, as it is known that the Eritrean government is, the UN made it clear that the Eritrean government is sending armament to the insurgents in Somalia. What's your comment on that?
Right now, what we are planning is to have reinforce and re-energize the reconciliation of Somalis, and we say that we will be contacting and we are ready to negotiate and reconcile with the opposition groups, including those in Asmara. Of course, and we see the problem of Eritrea, but as a new Prime Minister, I would like now to offer all the oppositions, to receive this message, my message, because I'm inviting them to come on the table, to the table of the negotiation and the reconciliation. And then, of course, I hope that the Ethiopian and Somalis together will be side and side. Two governments, strong governments in the region, who will be able to play the role that the region requires from our side. And with regard to Eritrea, I would like to say that we are not happy, absolutely, that a foreign country sent or supports insurgents damaging the Somali situation, because already the Somali situation is Somali people are suffering and contribute suffering. Definitely is not what we are expecting, but for the time being I would like to limit that with the reconciliation. I think let us clean our house and solve the problems of Somalis, and then we see which other government in the region will helping us and who will damaging us.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister, for
thank you very much.